Billy Knight sat quietly at one of the folding card tables at the back of the gymnasium. With his dark brown jacket, khaki-colored pants, striped shirt, and black boots, he resembled every other guy in the room as he glanced at the well-worn playing cards held by his nicotine-stained fingers, and then up at the clock behind the tattered basketball net. He was contemplating his next move. Two portable televisions stood in the center of the cinderblock gym. Some television show was on. It could have been Hawaii Five-0 or the Mod Squad, two current favorites amongst the group. Or perhaps it was a rerun of Gunsmoke. It didn't really matter, because with little else to do, the men were watching the screens impassively. This was a marked difference from the night before. During the fifth game of the quarterfinal playoff series between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the New York Rangers, the series was tied 2-2. Popular Leafs players, including Dave Keon, Paul Henderson, and Daryl Sittler, were up against fellow Canadians Tim Horton and Mike Robitaille on the Rangers. The guys sitting in the gym lived for hockey night in Canada. It was the one thing that took them away from the deadening routine of prison life. But it was frustrating when games went into overtime and they couldn't stay to watch. The televisions were turned off at precisely 10:30 p.m., no matter what. That was the rule. In total, 78 men from Range 2 were gathered in the prison gym that night. William Billy Knight, prisoner number 6622, was one of them. Everyone at KP, as the Kingston Penitentiary was nicknamed, knew Billy Knight. As the prison barber, he interacted with most of the inmates. Cutting hair was a trade he had picked up over the years while incarcerated. Strict adherence to personal grooming was one of the basic rules on the inside. Hair had to be short, and beards and mustaches were not permitted. When inmates came out of the hole or solitary confinement, they were immediately handed off to Knight for the removal of any unruly hair growth. Fancying himself a fashionable guy, despite his less than stylish surroundings, Billy's hair was always meticulously groomed into a high 1940s pompadour, each strand of hair wet combed to stand out in a high front wave above his forehead. A well-liked, mouthy type, Knight never backed down from an argument. He was a strong advocate for exposing conditions within the prison and was always making impassioned speeches to anyone who would listen. If someone had a grievance with the administration, as many did, they knew to talk to Knight about it. He was a natural leader among the inmates. He was even writing a book called The Walking Dead, an autobiography and exposé of prison life. He claimed it was going to revolutionize the system.